No matter what goes into it, the key to a po' boy is always the bread. That's the crucial difference that manifests from one po' boy shop to the next around New Orleans. And it's the X factor that has frustrated so many attempts to faithfully recreate a po' boy very far outside the 504 area code. At The Sandwich, a new restaurant on Maple Street in Uptown New Orleans, that bread is also the bridge connecting some elaborately creative sandwiches back to the frame of reference all lovers of po' boys share. From the shattering crisp crust and airy compression of the inner bread loaf, the po' boys here can go from tempura fried lobster coated in a spicy, creamy, sweet glaze to a vegetarian clutch of grilled asparagus and squash and fried green tomatoes dressed in a mellow, tangy-tinged tofu remoulade. Others have gone in this direction, most notably Killer Po' Boys, the tavern kitchen inside the French Quarter's Aaron Rose Bar, where the small menu is devoted completely to modern po' boys. At The Sandwich, proprietor Michael Brewer goes a step further by reimagining the entire experience of the New Orleans po' boy joint, keeping a family-friendly feel, taking the kitchen in different directions, and building an imminently accessible wine bar into the program. Traditional po' boys may have evolved from what was practical to sandwich in a loaf, roast beef debris and gravy, say, or just too plentiful to be ignored, the fried shrimp and oysters. But the menu at The Sandwich reads more like restaurant dishes reconfigured for the popular appeal of the po' boy. So, the sour tang of green tomato and grapefruit lace lean strands of braised rabbit, for one of them, and crumbled bacon and thick planks of melting brie cheese escort fried oysters for another, stretching the decadence of what could have been a two-bite appetizer into a meal-sized sandwich. A grilled chicken po' boy sounds boring by comparison, but the sandwich version is set apart by a hybrid heap of coleslaw and Korean kimchi. Such extrapolations on the po' boy aren't likely to unseat your favorite roast beef or traditional fried shrimp rendition across town. Some cravings are just ingrained, after all, and you have to go back to tradition to satisfy them. But, like so much else happening across the New Orleans dining scene today, the sandwich adds interesting new flavors to explore. The sandwich is an open, laid-back space with plenty of character. For instance, pick out a po' boy at the counter, and your ticket is flung across the room to the kitchen on a homemade zipline system. There are more surprises in store when it's time to order a drink. A residential fridge behind the bar is crammed with all sorts of interesting wines, giving the sandwich the impression less of a wine bar and more of a joint run by a guy with a serious ken for wine who's inviting you to taste his personal collection. Now, po' boys have not been traditional wine-pairing fodder, but if there's one po' boy shop to try out the potential, it looks like this quirky place is it. Learn more at wwno.org.